Welcome to Pushing Buttons.
Good luck.
And welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am Mike. Joining me this week is Gerald, as he does every week.
And here we are.
Yep. And we are just two guys covering everything from the big news to all the stuff that's been pushed so far off the front page that you don't even know you're supposed to care about it. Anyway, how's it going?
Oh, just great. A slow news week, huh?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yeah, I should probably add in that we're pushing buttons.
Trust me, if they're listening to this, they haven't found it by mistake.
I just realized I forgot to actually put the name out in that little intro.
It's quite all right. It's your first day.
Yeah, it's my first day.
Every show is our first time. It seems.
We're 31 episodes in. Somehow this is my first time. And I'm usually the one that gives the intro.
Yep. Doing a great job. I didn't want to stop you.
Thanks. I'm really going to go far after doing this after my first time.
Don't make it sad, Sergi. Don't make the podcast sad. All right. Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of news this week. I mean, there were some shocking developments. Like, I didn't expect Microsoft to offer the $50 off the Xbox One with Titanfall bundle so
yeah,
soon.
That was pretty surprising. I mean, they're already getting a little bit of a price drop for this bundle.
Yeah, they're claiming it's not a price cut. Like, it won't be permanently $50 cheaper, but for now it is just a kind of promo. I think they're only like major leading title right now.
Yeah, I mean that's the biggest thing they have out right now. It's probably going to be for a little while at least.
Well, I mean, Respawn Entertainment, the guys from Infinity Ward, doing this game, it was a huge deal, and Microsoft did the right thing by locking them strictly to their console.
Oh, definitely.
I mean that was. Yet again, another good move. And that just begs me the question, where are you, Sony? I mean, really, when you have Infamous Second Son and your Killzone Shadowfall, come on.
Well, I mean, I can tell, we can obviously say where they're not going to be. They're not going to be at showing off any new games this year over at in my neck of the woods over at PAX.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
I know. So at least Microsoft's going to be the only one of the big three there. So, I mean, at least they can really show off the system even more without really any big competition. So maybe they can get some more sales off of this this non-price cut.
I'm just really impressed right now at Microsoft's, you know, tenacity in grabbing the exclusives right away.
Yeah, don't they have some exclusive with Call of Duty or something right now? Or is that Sony?
No, I think Sony nabbed them this time around.
Oh, did it? I forgot who it was. I'm sorry. I honestly haven't paid attention as much as I probably should have to those two consoles for certain things, particularly with, like, the Call of Duty. So I'm not going to be picking it up anytime soon since I'm going to have probably soon no one to play with.
Well, last time, Call of Duty had a Microsoft exclusivity, which didn't really mean that they got any exclusive content. They just got it earlier than the other consoles.
Yeah, no, I think exactly what that was. And I mean, obviously, they're going to keep that going, and if Sony's got it this year, then hey, great for them.
Yeah, like I said, I always want to see Sony succeed in some way, but right now they're not showing a whole lot, and they're just getting trampled by the Microsoft train. I mean, I don't know, they can still turn around. It's very early. It's just, you know, it's kind of odd to see the lack of love on that side.
Yeah. Well, cheers for them. I mean, you know, they're not already, like, leading the console sales.
Like I said, it's always great for the consumer to watch the bigwigs just battle it out, because we end up winning by getting awesome games every time.
That's a possibility.
Speaking of systems and whatnot, I heard you bought a Wii U, buddy.
Over this past week, I did pick up my first next gen console, my Wii U. I got the Zelda bundle, the Wind Waker one, that came with a downloadable copy of the HD Wind Waker and these Hyrule Historia.
Oh,
And
yeah.
first, that Hyrule Historia, my God, that thing is awesome. I mean, it gives pretty much the entire history of the franchise itself.
Yeah, whoever knew there were three timelines
I know.
for Zelda.
I figured they didn't even have a single timeline, never mind three.
Yeah, they somehow found a way to explain it all where it made sense. I mean, they must have worked years on this.
Well, I'm sure they did.
And I find it funny that the NES games are the Fallen Hero timeline.
I know. I think that's absolutely hilarious. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, I mean, after Ocarina of Time essentially splits it up into three different timelines. And yeah, there's one where there's one that was never even explored in the Ocarina game where Link actually dies. And then there is, or he's defeated, if they however they want to call it. Or
Yes.
there and there's the adult ending and there's the child ending.
Yeah, it's weird to think that the NES games belong at the end of the timeline, practically.
Yeah, they're in the one where Link dies.
Yeah, you would never think that. But they somehow found a way to do it, which makes sense. I mean, honestly, it's the only thing that I think they could have done with the NES games because none of them had a story back then. Story. I mean, they had a vague story in the instruction manual, but none of the other game characters ever told you about it. It was...
Yeah, I mean, it was really starting with, I mean, it was starting with Link to the Past. You got a little bit of a story, and more as you go along. I mean, it was really not Ocarina.
Link to the Past, I'd say, did a pretty good job trying to explain things in game, I mean.
I mean, like a really in-depth story. I mean, you didn't really start getting real story development, character development, really until Wind Waker on.
I would definitely say that was right. I mean, Ocarina of Time really didn't have a whole lot to add as far as story, like at least not from in-game standpoint.
No, Majora's story was more. I mean, that was definitely along as dark as Zelda's ever gotten. But that was more about the plight of the actual world itself that you were in, rather than like character development.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Majora's Mask story is absolutely amazing and has one of the, if you know how to explore and really want to learn some of that story, it's absolutely phenomenal. But as far as like Link, Zelda, Ganon, getting to know like who they really are, Wind Waker was the first one to really kind of push that.
Yeah, I mean, back in the NES days, they didn't really bother too much with story. I mean, if you didn't check the manual, you'd have no idea who these people were, what they were doing, and why it was so important. I mean, that's just the way it was back then.
But yeah, no, so I did pick up the Wii U, and I mean, a lot of the good and the bad that's been said about it in the past definitely is true. I mean, when you first turn it on, you do have quite a large update. And maybe it's just my internet connection. I mean, I thought I had kind of a crappy one, but apparently not. Where I mean, I've heard people saying it was like a 2 hour update. I mean, it did take a while. It took me about 45 minutes, but it wasn't so bad that I wanted to, jump out a window or anything.
Right. It wasn't Dead Rising bad, right?
No.
Only I got that luxury. It's
No,
like...
and the video that I shot for you, buddy, the of that lobby system we were just talking about before the show started, it's actually is kind of one of my favorite things to look at. What it is a looks like a giant Mii lobby, the little Miis, and there are various icons kind of floating around in a circle on the outer edges of the lobby, and there's just like hundreds and hundreds of Miis on the screen, and they're just gathering around these icons, and what it's essentially telling you is those are the biggest topics of discussion or what's being played at that give any given time. And so you can kind of zoom in on the Miis that are in there, click on them, see what they're talking about in the Miiverse. For the few who don't know, the Miiverse is Nintendo's attempt at social networking in a way where, you have your profile, you can put up your status, But essentially, each game has its own like forum, and you can post pictures there, put in screenshots. Anytime you're in a game, if you go to the Miiverse from within the game, your TV automatically takes a screenshot, so you can post up there. You can talk to people, ask for hints. It's actually a really awesome idea to kind of promote interactivity.
And it has connectivity with the 3DS, right? And all that stuff.
Yeah, my profile is shared between the two. I also do really like that it's not only the Miiverse that's shared, but also your the Nintendo store. So if I add funds onto my account on the Wii U, it'll show those as available funds on my 3DS as well. So I mean, everything is done as currency, like real currency, no points or anything. So I mean, if I know I'm gonna be picking something up, I mean, I can throw it on my grab my Wii U, throw it on the account, and a little bit later get to it on my 3DS.
How is the Virtual Console 2.0?
Honestly, so far I have not checked it out. I mean, right now it just has some NES and SNES games. Actually, Europe right now, they're launching with their first Game Boy Advance game of Advance Wars. I think sometime soon.
So, what did you think of the Zelda HD
Oh,
remake?
it's absolutely beautiful. It's they completely revamped the lighting system, so it looks a little bit less like a cartoon and more almost like a Pixar movie, where it's that kind of like cartoony
Oh, wow.
CG. I mean, it definitely has still has the cel-shaded look in certain lights, but other times it looks like the kind of art you'd saw in like Toy Story or their current movies, where it kind of looks almost like a claymation in a way. I mean, very, very well done, very good clay, but it still kind of looks like it.
Well, I imagine all the dialogue boxes look really awesome in HD and all that
Oh
stuff.
yeah, absolutely. One of the things I actually really like, as you're one of the most loved and hated people in the Zelda universe now is that fake fairy Tingle. And
Tingle.
oh God, you know who I'm talking about, right? Please
Oh
tell me.
yeah, brought
Oh,
back a
okay.
horrible memory. Thank you.
Yeah, well, the first time you meet Tingle, he tells you that if you're going around the ocean and you see these bottles floating around the water, pick them up. What that is anyone playing the game can put a message in a bottle and leave it in the ocean. And anyone, as long as your game is online, you'll see those bottles pop up. And you can collect them. You can see people's screenshots or see people's notes that they've left behind. It actually is really kind of cool. Like I'm actually like oh like going out and like looking for these messages in the bottles just to see what people are writing and saying about like that area of the game.
That reminds me of Dark Souls, actually. Dark Souls has a
Yeah, I know
system kind of
exactly what
like
you're
that.
talking about. I know exactly what you mean. It is very similar in that instant, but instead of like a replay of certain things, you'll actually just get the message itself. It's really kind of cool and interesting to leave that message, just like wonder who out there is going to get it.
Yeah, you can also leave messages in Dark Souls on the floor that people can read as
Oh
well.
yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and a lot of times, people play tricks on each other. It's like, they'll say something like, "Walk forward," and a boulder will hit you in the face.
Yeah. Now, I didn't think this would be like one of my favorite things, but now my one of the biggest things that the Wii U was kind of touted for was being able to play your games on the Wii U gamepad, and that is true to a certain extent. Not every game can do it. Like I also have Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on there, and you cannot switch to the gamepad. Everything does have to be done on the TV as far as gameplay wise. But it's made so for certain games you can just switch to the gamepad, and the TV can just be changed onto anything else that you want it to. To kind of go along with this, you can set up your gamepad as it has an IR blaster on the front, so you can set it up as your TV remote, which is awesome for me because my TV remote has gone MIA in the last several years. No idea where it is, so every time I want to do something, I actually have to get up, walk over to my TV, and change the input or change the volume. There is a button on the gamepad that says TV. Anytime you hit that, no matter what you're doing, an overlay of a TV remote just appears on your screen. So you can use that to, change your input or change the channel or change the volume. And all you have to do is just hit that button again to remove the TV remote and go back to what you were doing. I'd never thought that would be a favorite feature of mine, but having my actual remote on my gamepad that does not end what I'm doing, it just becomes an overlay that I can just quickly get rid of. It actually is awesome.
Interesting idea. I mean, Xbox One has something similar, not exactly to that extent, but you're allowed, if you set it up, you can have your TV, your stereo, and the game system power on all at the same time, which I found kind of interesting and kind of useful.
I mean, I gotta admit, their shop is a bit, their e-shop is kind of a pain to navigate. It's really just a bunch of, it's really like a tile-based system, not like the Microsoft's. I mean, it's a little bit harder to explain. But like when I'm searching for something, like it's a bit harder to separate, like to search what you're looking for, unless you know exactly what you're looking for.
Is it like kind of like what the 3DS does with the little channel boxes?
Exactly. Not the, I mean, like, yeah, the actual eShop, it kind of, it can make it a, it's a bit more refined than that because of the larger screens. But it's something along the same lines. Instead of like horizontal scrolling, it's vertical scrolling. But it is along the same lines, so it can be a bit of a pain to navigate, but I mean, I've never had much trouble. Like, it took just a little getting used to. But it is worth noting. I'm actually kind of surprised too. The gamepad itself, like the screen on there, it does it definitely has a, it's definitely not an HD resolution on the gamepad screen. I do not know the resolution at this time. But I'm actually kind of surprised, kind of like scaling it down to that screen, like putting the Zelda on there. I mean, there is a slight difference in the color. But as far as the actual like visual quality, it still looks very well done. Like it doesn't look like it's lost any of its quality.
Well, I mean, it's gonna look a lot clearer on a smaller screen. It's just the one of the ma one of the best things about shifting to a smaller platform.
Oh,
The
it's
resolution's gonna be sharper, or
oh,
appear to be
definitely,
sharper.
definitely. Because of that smaller size, definitely appears to be sharper. Oh, it is 854 by 480.
Now, you said only certain games are compatible with this, and it interacts with on-screen, or is it just one or the other when it comes to playing a game?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're playing a game, can you only play it on the tablet controller or the TV screen, or can you use both simultaneously to play the same game?
No, it's well, it's so far it's been one or the other. But I mean, like playing the Wind Waker, it is all like, say if I'm playing on the big screen, the small screen, I can use that to switch between the my to switch between my items on the fly rather than pausing it and changing it, or I can, or your button, your items are still assigned to like the X and Y buttons as they were in the previous release of it, but instead of like pausing it to switch those items over to those buttons, I can do it on the fly or use it for the maps or the bottles that I found. Or if I press the select button, essentially, what will happen is the top screen, my TV, will just say, "Look at the gamepad." And the bottom screen on the gamepad screen will actually show what I'm doing. And then I'll just have to pause it to switch over to my items and stuff like that. Monster Hunter 3. I keep almost calling it Monster Hunter Tri still.
It's tough not to.
That only has the option of the gamepad as your, like, item management and map and stuff like that, and you can only play that on the big screen.
Nice. You know, I could see games like Resident Evil really like driving this control scheme if they wanted to do one. And I
Oh,
don't mean Resident
definitely,
Evil 4
definitely.
again.
I also did pick up the downloadable game NES Remix. That one, it simultaneously broadcasts on the gamepad and the TV. So there's no like switching between the two. It's going to be on both of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So that means you could just turn off your TV and play it almost like a 3DS, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing actually last night when I got home. I just grabbed the gamepad and I'm like, I'm laying in bed, and girlfriend next to me, she's reading her book. I'm pulling out the Wii gamepad and I'm just playing the NES Remix game. Although it's kind of cool to be able to play Wind Waker, like just kind of like laying around in bed if I really felt like it. I mean, I'm definitely playing it on the big screen, but there are a couple times where I just switched over there if I wanted to like walk into the other room.
Yeah, I mean it's a nice advantage.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I really can't. I love the system. I so far I absolutely love it.
Yeah, we just hope it gets more support. It seems the third parties have left.
Well, I think it will. I mean, it should, which is actually we briefly mentioned. To move on, I mean, we briefly mentioned that Sony was not going to be at PAX East, kind of in passing. Nintendo is also not going to be there, leaving Microsoft to be the only one there. And Nintendo, I mean, they have some big games coming up this year. Mario Kart 8 is going to be coming up. Smash Brothers is going to be coming. And so the fact they're skipping a fairly major gaming convention's pretty surprising.
Yeah, considering maybe they just have nothing to show for this.
They might just not have, yeah, I mean, they might not have anything right now, but I was just a little surprised that they weren't going to be there to kind of show off the system a little more, because, I mean, we talked about it in the past couple shows, in one of the past shows, about how Nintendo, like, really did not show off what this system was and what it was capable of, and made it look like it was just a peripheral for the Wii. I mean, now actually having this, I can see how awesome this system is. And I mean, there's a lot they should be playing up that they aren't. And like, they should be playing up the fact that it has the Miiverse, that you can take the screenshots. Like, they play up the fact of what you can do with this system. I mean, I just talked about it for a minute or two, and I've already am, I feel like, put it over more than Nintendo has themselves.
Yeah, I'm ordering one later.
I mean, the Miiverse itself is absolutely phenomenal. It's really a lot of fun to kind of go on there and talk to other gamers about the specific game you want to. I mean, it's like Nintendo's version of Game Facts without the actual facts, just the message boards.
Yeah, just the forums.
Yeah, which is the best part about that site anyway. And like I said, the lobby system that I told you about was awesome. Just kind of clicking around all the different Miis that are like underneath those icons and seeing what they're talking about. I don't know why they're not advertising this system more to show what it can do.
I don't know, the PR has been pretty silent lately on Nintendo's at front, and it's just weird.
Well, I think I don't know if you knew about this. Nintendo's talking about this quality of life platform lately.
No, I
No
haven't
one
seen anything on that yet.
really knows what it is. They said something having to do with making the people's quality of life better. And so, I mean, no one knows what they're talking about, but they've also trademarked the quality of life platform over in Japan. And so I think, they're kind of like backing up on their stuff right now so they can like figure out what they're supposed to do.
Sounds like they have a scheme going. They just don't want to let anyone else in on it yet.
No, I think that's exactly what it is. They don't want to tell anyone.
But, you know, I doubt it's a new system, but we'll
No, I don't
see.
think it is either. I mean, who knows what it is. But I'm thinking that maybe that's why their PR is kind of backed off, because they're still trying to, they're gonna like trying to figure out how to integrate all this stuff. Or figure out some new marketing ploys. And then this
Yeah,
thing,
they.
this system definitely has a lot of untapped potential.
It definitely does. You just have to get people to develop quality games for it. Besides Nintendo.
Exactly.
I mean, I would love to see Capcom show it some, show it a title or two or an exclusive here or there. Squaresoft can help them out too, if they felt like it.
No, definitely. Well, I mean, I can't give the system a high enough recommendation. I mean, going on, I can't really say it's a plus that it has, like YouTube, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Video, because
They kind of all have it,
everything has that
yeah.
now. But between the Miiverse, that fun to play around with lobby system, and there's a lot to like about it. And their interface is nice and simple.
It was with the Wii as well.
It's essentially that like Wii channel system, kind of much more refined.
Yeah,
Although
they seem to love that interface.
I
Whatever
like it.
reason.
I like it myself. It's simple, gets the point across. There's one thing I am missing though. On the 3DS, you can put things into folders. And I don't know if you can't do it on here or if I just haven't found it, but I'm trying to put everything into folders so I can have everything just on one screen of channels, and I have not found how to do that. On a 3DS, you can.
So email the show if you happen to know how to do that.
No. I'm not trying to, I can't figure it out.
Well, read the manual. I'm sure it's in there.
I already put the box away. It's underneath my
Oh.
bed. I don't feel like going to get
Well, anyway.
let's talk about something a little, I can't say more interesting, but how about something different?
Right, what's different?
Facebook apparently getting into the gaming business more so than they ever have before with buying Oculus Rift.
Which is awesome. Oculus Rift is amazing. I heard they spent $2 billion acquiring Oculus.
I can't believe they're going after it.
I'm surprised only because, I mean, there's a lot of potential there, but it's gonna be a while before they see it really pay off. It's gonna be a
Oh, I
long
know.
while.
I just can't I can't believe they're doing that. I mean, looking at the company release for it, there's Mark Zuckerberg was saying that Oculus has a chance to create the most social platform ever in the and change the way we work, play, and communicate. So obviously, they're looking about a way to integrate Facebook right into it.
I don't know if I'd be wanting that, but who
The
knows?
deal, as I'm reading right now, includes $400 million in cash and $1.6 billion in Facebook stock, as well an additional $300 million if Oculus meets certain performance targets. I mean,
Wow.
they're saying like nothing is going to change about it, so who knows?
Well,
Like everything's going to stay the same.
as it should. I mean, the second development kit is coming out very soon. We're not even to a customer, kit yet
Yeah, I
for
mean
Oculus Rift.
everything that's put out for it has all just been demos.
Yeah.
Some really good ones, but just demos.
Yeah, like I said, you can get a dev kit, the newest one coming out for 350, but still, it's only a development kit, and the
Exactly.
consumer version is going to be way better. When they finally get to that point.
One thing I thought was hilarious that Notch over at I don't even know how do you say that his company's name? Mojang,
Mojang,
Mohang,
I think, yeah.
Mojang. Yeah, they've canceled the Minecraft version for Oculus Rift because, as he put it, this exact comment, I just canceled that. Facebook creeps me out. I thought that was hilarious.
It's a silly move on his part, but I mean, it really is. Minecraft 3D, with the Oculus would have been something people would wanted.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
Not me, just the.
never mind first person Minecraft already is that, but like in person Minecraft.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Like a full on
Yeah, to
VR Minecraft's the right term to say.
really get you into that. But like reading some of like but the way, I mean, some of it works, you know, obviously it is like this big VR set. But I mean, the way they work is, I mean, they have to be anything that's apparently under 60 frames per second and under certain resolutions really screws your brain. It can actually make you sick from what I remember reading. Like, so I mean, yeah, I thought that was kind of an interesting read. If I'll see if I can find that story about the Oculus Rift, like, you know, really screwing with people's heads.
There's no doubt. I mean, still under development.
Facebook is already making people sick by all the random comments on there that are just absolutely horrible by people who should not be on there, and now they're going to make people sick visually.
I think it's a win-win. I mean, I would have put up the
It's
2 billion myself.
definitely a win-win.
I mean, that means Zuckerberg right now owns John Carmack.
Oh God. Do not ever say
By
that.
proxy, because he owns Oculus.
Don't ever say that again. That was just a he owns his ass.
Mean, I'm sure they'll get around to doing the Bot and Kaitos Oculus
Oh, will you
Rift
please get off the
demo.
button, Kaios?
So you could,
Please.
yeah, you'll be able to actually hold your cards and put them down, and it'd be
You
awesome.
realize this is not a card battler, right? You use cards to do the battles, but it's not a card battler.
Sure, it's not.
What the hell's wrong with you?
A
Oh man, you really need help.
I'm just pushing your buttons. Show cameo.
Shameless plug.
Plug. Well, I mean, there wasn't much this week, honestly. I mean, as far as releases are concerned, of course, Diablo's expansion, Reaper of Souls, came out today. I know there were huge digital price cuts this actually today on Microsoft Xbox One for the Thief and Tomb Raider Game of the Year editions, going down to 30 apiece.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Actually, Nintendo's Ubisoft has marked down a bunch of stuff on the Nintendo eShop and the 3DS shop by like all by some games up to like 50%.
I mean, the weird thing is, you just bought Thief not very long ago,
I
and
know.
it's already like halved.
I know. I'm kind of upset about that.
It is a little annoying, but obviously now they're panicking. It's not making the numbers they want it to make.
Now, to be fair, it is worth the money. I feel it is worth the money I paid for it at that full price.
It's definitely worth 30. I mean, I would say definitely worth
Oh,
that
I felt
much.
it was worth it at 60.
Well, you're more attached to Thief than I am.
That's true.
You spent a lot more time with Deadly Shadows.
I spent way too much time with Deadly Shadows.
But
More
yeah, I'm
time
gonna
than
get
any
into
one man
Thief,
should.
honestly.
What's that?
I'll get into Thief very soon. I mean, the PC version's even knocked down to that price.
Yeah, I think that as like the company they knocked it down.
Yeah, which, strange, but interesting. Interesting to see how companies deal with, games like this. It's not a flop per se, but it's definitely not going anywhere near possibly the budget of the game.
Right.
It's not a bad game. It's just in a market filled with a lot of great games,
Well, I think The Thief is was never really a AAA series as far as sales go.
I'm glad you mentioned non-AAA games. There's another game coming out this week that I have a lot of I guess a lot of faith in the series, and I'm surprised it's back.
Dot hack?
No, it's an old favorite of mine, way back from the PS1.
Dot hack?
No. Don't say Do you remember
Dot
Techno's
hack?
Deception?
Dot
No, not Dot
hack?
Hack.
Nah, which one was that?
Tecmo's Deception. Do you remember that? The game where you had a house and you were able to set up traps and kill people that came to your house?
No, I don't think I remember. Oh,
You make a
yeah.
contract with Satan in the beginning, and
Yes,
it's like
I
you're
didn't.
like
I
this.
never played those ones. I played the PS2 one, Trapped.
Okay, well, this series came out with Deception 4 today.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding, on PS3 and on Vita.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't have it yet, but it's on order.
Oh, Honestly, that coming back, at least for me, is reason alone to pick up a PS3.
Yeah, I heard about this about a month ago. It was coming back. I mean, that's just how little PR they did for it. I had to find it, on a pre-order list, and I'm like, oh my God, really? I don't believe it, because it was one of my favorite series back in the day, still is,
Well, me,
and
while I never played the series, Trapped was a really great game, a part of the series.
yeah, it's part of the series, definitely.
Not that crappy band, but that this actual like really good video game series.
Yeah, I Deception had three games on PS1, and then the Trapped on the PS2.
Why don't you kind of describe it a little bit so you kind of get an idea like what it's about? I mean, it's really all about torture.
Yeah, I mean, you die in some horrible way in the original Tecmo's Deception. You're framed for a murder. You get killed. You make a contract with Satan to be resurrected, as long as you can kill the former master of the house, which you do, and then you become his, basically him, and you use the crystal on the second floor of the mansion in order to start putting your traps in for invaders, because all invaders are giving like a different story. Like they think that the house is haunted, but it is great treasure, or there might be a cure for an illness or something like that. They all have different reasons for coming to your house and basically trying to steal everything and kill you. Now the traps can be anything from like a giant metal foot that crushes them to like a spring that knocks them into a wall trap or a bed of spikes. Like you can get really creative. You can do multiple trap combos on the same
Yeah, and
character.
that carried over into Trap, where it became less about the actual trap itself and more like the elaborate combos you can set up. I mean, I know in one of the people who came in, he walked into a trap. It was a spring that flew him to one side of the room. As he was in midair, he got hit by a guillotine that threw him to the right wall. As soon as he landed on the floor, another spring threw him across to another side of the room, where he landed into a pit of spikes and then was crushed by a giant metal ball.
Now, when you down an enemy, basically, and you have two options, at least in the originals you did, you can either kill them instantly for gold, or you can take their body for monster crafting, or you can craft your own demons, which gets even more interesting when you start doing stuff like that. I'm not sure if Trapped had that, but the originals
I honestly
did.
don't remember. I do know as you're going through, at least in Trapped, I mean, the people are coming in there to, instead of like really steal stuff, I mean, there is some of that as well, but they are actively trying to kill you.
For the most part, I mean, there are some good ones who have really wonderful motives on why they want to be there. Like they want to help like their son who's terminally ill and stuff like that. And you have to make a judgment call. Do you let these people go? Do you kill them instantly and just laugh? There's tons of
As far as I
stuff.
remember, Trap never had any of that. It was just these people are breaking into your house to kill you because you're a demon witch, so kill them.
And there's plenty of that too. There's warriors that show up and they're like, "Oh, if I kill the demon witch, I will be like the champion," and blah blah blah. And they got
Yeah,
a
and
lot of those.
that was most of Trapped. I mean, actually, that was all of it.
But yeah, I'm eager to get my hands on it because it's been way too long since one of these came out, and I'm probably the only person who would buy it besides maybe you, Mike.
Yeah, aside from me.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely plays to a certain audience.
Oh, definitely.
It's a lot of sick humor and a lot of dark fun.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite games for when I was from that era. I mean, I remember when I kind of picked it up on a whim. Someone told me about it, and then I talked to you about it before I even played it, and you were telling me it was like it was kind of like Saw on steroids.
Is in a way, and it's
And
really
in the manner
awesome.
you set traps for people.
And you can control your character too, and you can sort of lure them or lead them towards you, so they
Right.
can.
I mean, it's not like Saw in the way like you set traps for people. That's like the reverse bear trap claw that was the famous from that series. Nothing like that, but it's like the spring-loaded traps, or as they walk into a room, they get smashed by a guillotine. And in some case, and it's not like at least in traps, they don't set them off on their own. You have to spring the traps on them. I mean, there are some that are like proximity ones, but some of them, like the springs, are you have to hit the button to set the traps off. So you kind of have to, in a lot of cases, lure them into your trap.
Another thing the originals had was you were able to actually design the house the way you wanted to. They let you add on rooms and build.
Oh, that I don't remember Trapped having it. It could have, but it's been so long that I just don't remember.
But either way, I'm glad to see the series is back. I hope a lot of people buy it.
Oh, I really do too.
I mean, I would love to see more of these. It seems that the PS3 and its twilight hours are having great games come out for it that it needed like maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, it's around that time that, people are like they're getting creative.
Yeah, now they're taking risks, like they're putting out
Exactly.
stuff. Like Deception, honestly, that's a risk. Not many people, unless you are familiar with the series, would know much about
Yeah, it's if it wasn't something you had ever known about to begin with, it's really gonna be one of those niche titles. It's gonna be one. It's this is like one of those ones where it was one of the developers' like favorite pet projects that's not gonna make any money at all, but they're putting it out there for someone because like the owner of the company likes the series, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny at the end of its lifespan, it's getting stuff like that and the X and X2 remakes and all this other stuff and the Kingdom Hearts remakes.
Yeah.
It's just getting a lot of stuff that they know, people would like to see,
Yeah.
but they weren't about to put it out a couple of years ago, where it was probably more expensive to develop. It's interesting. I mean, it's interesting to see that the PS3 still has a little bit of a handle on some of the Japanese stuff that I like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I think it's amazing that's coming back.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you knew about it, but I guess not.
No, I had no idea. And I'm actually kind of surprised because I'm usually like scouring the internet for like the unheard of stories. So how I did not pick this one up, I have no idea.
Well, this one's kind of personal for me, so I wouldn't, I figured I'd mention it for
No,
anyone
definitely. I mean, like, while I
who's.
don't have like the personal connection with like the series that you do, the game itself, I absolutely know. I know the game series I know of and love the idea and love the one that I did play.
Oh yeah, it's just good to see a series like that coming back, and I think more stuff, from that era should come back.
No, definitely.
Mean, come on, where's another Grandia? Before I'm like dead.
Wasn't the last one Grandia Extreme?
We don't talk about Grandia Extreme.
I know we
We
it can be
don't.
mentioned in passing, just in passing.
Yeah. I still remember playing the original on PS1. It was just friggin' mind-blowing.
Oh yeah, it really was. I'd like to see Suikoden come back.
Oh yeah, Suikoden. Oh my god, it's been too long.
There was the one that was on it wasn't part of the main series. The one that was on the DS Suikoden, I think it was called like Tier Crisis or something. Or Tai
Yeah, it's like a
Crisis.
tactic game or whatever,
No,
right?
this was a turn-based RPG.
Oh, wow. I gotta look it up
Yeah,
then.
it's absolutely amazing. It's one of the best games on the DS. Just not many people knew about it because people are not most people at this time like just don't know the
Suikoden.
God, I know I screwed that up. Suikoden series.
Yeah, I recommend everyone try that if they're into RPGs. It's just phenomenal
Well, I think
series.
the one on the DS, I think the guy who was doing the main character, I mean, in more so it kind of was like an ensemble piece as far as the main characters, but one of the main ones, I think, I don't know if the guy was like nervous when he was reading the lines, but he speaks it like a mile a minute. You can like barely keep up with what he's saying.
I had a gun to his head.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of follows the style of older RPGs where it's like a static image that you're walking across on the screen. Say like a like the older like 3D Final Fantasies, like 7, 8, 9, like that style. Everything is it, there's so much voice acting in this game though, which for a DS title was unheard of. DS did not have much in the way of full voice acting for their games.
Yeah, I can't remember how many actually did at this
Yeah, I
point.
mean, not many.
Yeah, not many at all.
And yeah, no, I could not like it was one of my favorite games of that generation for handhelds.
Well, I think that's about all the time we have on the show, but next time around I'll be reviewing Deception for sure, and Reaper of Souls, which is in the next room, taunting me.
I know, I know you can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Well then, until next week, as we do every week, you'll find everything we discussed in today's show in the show notes. So, have a good week, everyone.
Yep.
Bye.